When you say God orders your steps, understand what you're saying is not that God will take the step for you. It's that he will tell you which one to take. So when I asked God to heal my relationship with my dad, God did not do it until I submitted to the way that he wanted me to do it, which was to humble myself and go into my dad. And instead of proving how right I was and how wrong he was, to find a point of connection. But that required submission. And when I submitted myself to God's way, I experienced God's will. A lot of the things that are not working in my life are because I'm out of order. Sometimes when your finances are out of order, you have the money you need. It's just not in. I think I've preached us into a funeral. It's because God is really not first in your priorities. I can tell by your ledger. I can tell because everybody else gets your first and God gets what's left. When you give God your best, he blesses what's left. When you give God what's left, how can you believe him for his best? You're out of order. The three times that me and Holly have fought in 15 years of marriage. I might be understating. But when we fight, it's not because we don't have a blessed marriage. It's because something is out of order. Something is out of order. There's a step I'm skipping. See, when I talk to my wife and I need to work something out, the thing I gotta do before I can explain myself is to empathize, which does not come naturally to me, to listen to your wrong point of view before I give you the correct one. But sometimes there's something I need to learn about how you see it so I can come over onto your side. That's why we have so much racial and religious tension in our nation. We're out of order. We're out of order. Before we even listen to one another, we're giving a lesson to the other, but you can't give the lesson until you're willing to listen. So we're out of order. And now we're frustrated because it's not working and we don't know what to do. But David's life is a life is interesting how when he was in order, how everything had a flow to it. The oil flows when you're in order. The Bible says he inquired of the Lord, shall I go up to one of the cities of Judah, which was not, by the way, the ultimate capital, because everything God does, he does in steps and stages. It would be 7.5 more years before David would come into the fullness of his calling. But all you need for now is the next step. David had been making moves. See, he had been working toward this moment where he would go to Judah, and he had sent the men of Judah gifts, and he was set up now. And he asked God, is now the time? Because I don't want to move till you want me to move. And in one sentence, God taught him his next move, because for 15 years, God had taught him to submit. If you can receive this message today and submit your desires, God will tell you what to do when you delight yourself in his way. That's what Psalm 37 says, that he delighteth in his way. I thought that meant, I'm so stupid, I thought that meant for the longest time, I don't know why I can't get this stuff the first time, I thought that meant God delights in his way. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Put it up there. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. I thought that meant that if I'm a good man and my steps are ordered, God will delight in. Well, of course God delights in the way that he orders. That doesn't make any sense. It means that when I delight in his way. See, he delighteth in his way. Who's he? the man whose steps are ordered. When I delight in God's way, I will be in God's will. And my steps will be ordered. And I can stay on this step as long as I need to stay on this step. And I can stay in this season as long as I need to be in this season. Because God, I don't want to go into any greater responsibility or influence until you say I'm ready. I don't want to come out of this oven till I'm ready. I don't want to enter into the promotion until I'm ready. And when you say step, I step, and my steps are ordered. It's a statement of submission, but it's also a statement of sequence, right? Because when you get her number, not only do you need the right digits, they need to be in the right. Because if she gives you the right digits in the wrong order, you'll be calling the wrong girl, sounding like a stalker. Hey, remember I met you Thursday night, and she's going to hang up on you because it has to be in order. David couldn't be a king until he learned to be a shepherd because there was something that he needed to get at the bottom that would enable him to be who he needed to be at the top. Somebody shout, my steps are ordered. That means God not only knows where, but he knows what and he knows when. And now I can trust him because I'll have it when I need it. I'll have it when I need it. I was thinking about something the other day, how if I had known this 15 years ago, how good it would have been. And I felt that voice in me. It wasn't out loud like David where God just speaks to you in complete sentences. It was an impression that God said, you wouldn't have known what to do with it 15 years ago. It took 15 years of your foolishness to even respect what I wanted to show you. See, this is what I mean when I say my steps are ordered. I mean that not only are the steps that feel like this ordered, but so are these. And you can't have one without the other. To say my steps are ordered means that not only does promotion not come from the east or the west, but it comes from the Lord. But sometimes the pain comes from him too. My steps are ordered, and God knows which is step 3 and which is step 1 and which is step 4. And if I start skipping steps, I'm likely to end up on my face, which is the next thing David said in Psalm 37:24. He said, watch this, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. It means that my confidence is not in the stability of my feet. My confidence is in the sovereignty of his hand. You ought to shout right there. Even when I fell, even when I tripped, even when I stumbled, even when I missed it, my steps are ordered. And when I fall forward because God's hand is over my life. Order. Order. Everybody say order.
Order.
It means sequence. Sequence. That God knows what to do and when to do it. There's a sequence to things. Do you trust God's sequence? Do you trust that in some seasons he needs to move you away? Some seasons he needs to move you toward. Some seasons he's going to use things that you hate. Some seasons he's going to use things that you love. Are all of your steps ordered by the Lord, or just the ones that you like? Because some of you feel like you're going down today, but you're still in order. You're still in order. God's order isn't like your order. Peter said, Jesus, you can't go to the cross yet. You can't let them kill you yet. They can't kill you until you establish the kingdom. Jesus said, no, I can't establish the kingdom until they kill me, because I got to go down like Jonah went down to the belly of the earth 3 days. That's the only way I can rise. My steps are ordered. My steps, shout it, my steps. My right steps, wrong steps, left steps, right steps. I feel like dancing in here. My steps are ordered. And that's part of the reason that LJ makes me so sick. I don't mean to do this in front of everybody, but I'm jealous of his talent, because we both play music, but he plays it so much better than me. I mean, I can play a little bit, but after about 10 minutes, I will have exhausted my knowledge of what I know to play. This guy, he took lessons the right way. My mom sent me to lessons, but I didn't learn the right way. It was my fault. It wasn't her fault, the teacher's fault, or anything like that. I wanted to learn certain songs. I wanted to learn Every Rose Has Its Thorn. So I learned it, but I didn't learn the theory. I just learned, right, I just learned how to make the chords, but I didn't know how the chords function together. That's Saul's problem. He got to be king too soon. He didn't have a chance to keep sheep while he was waiting to be king. That's the advantage that LJ, he learned all the scales and the pentatonic scale and the modes and all the other things I didn't pay attention to that I was supposed to know. And I just learned a G chord. And he learned, show him a scale or something. You see, doesn't that make you sick? How many of you took piano lessons and he makes you sick? Makes me sick. He can just play stuff. Like, just play a few notes. Just anything you want to play. I don't care. Okay. Do it. Do it again. That same thing. Do it again. Okay. Do it again. Do those same notes, but do them different. Like, different order or something. Do it again. All right, do it again. Don't change any of the notes. Do it. Do the same notes. Do it in a different order. Maybe switch the instrument. Do it like a electric guitar sound or something like that. Something a little more interesting. Yeah. Yeah, like that. Do it again. Do it again, different order. Yeah, I like that. Now go up. Go up again. And then back down to the first one. Yeah, lock it in right there. Right there. Do it right there. A little faster. Minor six. Four. Five and one. That sounds like something. Same notes he was playing before, but now with movement and order, shift, sequence, order. If you know it, you ought to sing. Minor six. I'm laughing because the white people are singing The Police and the black people are singing Puffy, but keep playing. Those are the same notes he started playing, but when he got them in order, Come on, I feel somebody's life getting in order today. I feel somebody's steps getting in order. All right, stop. It's just an illustration. I'm trying to show you that everything you need is in your life, and your steps are ordered. And if I'm going up or if I'm going down, my steps are ordered.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.